Violent scenes in the streets of Sydney. Cops use muscle power and protesters. Police officers can be seen charging and punching protesters. Scuffle. Clashes. Chaos. Sydney's town hall turns into a war zone as thousands gather to protest. To protest against the visit of Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Australian police said 27 people were arrested, including 10 for allegedly assaulting officers. An opposition lawmaker claimed that he had been assaulted by officers. The situation turned out of hand when the cops moved in to clear pro-Palestine protesters. Protests erupted against Herzog's visit to Australia, which came after a mass shooting at a Jewish religious event at Bondi Beach in December that killed 15 people. Footage showed some protesters trying to push through blockades as officers forced them back. Some were seen lying on the ground while police tried to restrain them. Police used tear gas and pepper spray to disperse the crowd.
Leave Australia. We don't want you here.
Our government has said that this is about social cohesion. This is the height of hypocrisy. This is about indulging a war criminal, supporting one of the most heinous genocides and war crimes of our time. I won't stand for it. Neither will tens of thousands of other people. I'm proud to be marching for Palestine today. Free, free Palestine.
It baffles me that people are still trying to debate this as anything other than a genocide that is occupying Palestine. Since 1947.
We are standing for justice and freedom and national liberation of oppressed people. As long as there's injustice in the world and oppression like that represented by the Israeli government, it is upon all who believe in justice and freedom to stand up and stand against that oppression. So that's why I'm living.
A so-called democracy that punishes peaceful protesters like us, but welcomes a war criminal with open arms. That is all the right-wing fascist state of Israel has left now. Lies, bombs, and bloodlust.
Because we are just one of about 30 protests happening around this country right now.
Since October 7, we have seen mass starvation, death, killing, rape by Israeli soldiers and armed Palestinians.
The demonstration comes as the Israeli president arrived for an official visit in Australia, during which he commemorated the victims of last year's Bondi Beach mass shooting. The visit attracted the ire of some people in Australia who accuse Herzog of being complicit in civilian deaths in Gaza. He's set to travel back to Israel on Thursday. Herzog said at the outset of his visit that he had come here in goodwill. He accused protesters of seeking to undermine and delegitimize Israel's right to exist.
Just now, I laid two stones here at Bondi Beach that I brought with me from the holy city of Jerusalem, from the land of Israel. In Jewish tradition, we place stones on graves to represent the endurance of memory, the weight of loss, and the unbreakable bond between the living and those we have lost. These stones from Jerusalem, the eternal city, the eternal capital of Israel, will remain here at Bondi for eternity, in sacred memory of the victims, and as a reminder that the bonds between good people of all faiths and all nations will continue to hold strong in the face of terror, violence, and hatred, and that we shall overcome this evil together. These vile terrorists specifically and deliberately targeted our sisters and brothers, Australian Jews. Yet, this was also an attack on all Australians. They attacked the values that our democracies treasure, the sanctity of human life, the freedom of religion, tolerance, dignity, and respect. This is how terror operates all around the world. And sadly, Israel has faced deadly threat of terror for many, many years. In the face of this evil, we saw the very best of humanity. Suddenly, here on Bondi, surfboards became trenches and stretchers as extraordinary, ordinary people ran into the danger and saved innocent lives. And in the aftermath of the attack, the people of Australia stood together in grief and solidarity with the Jewish community. Anti-Semitism here in Australia is not a Jewish problem. It is an Australian problem and a global problem. Over the generations, one thing has become clear. Hatred that starts with the Jews never ends with the Jews. This is why the current rise in anti-Semitism around the world is a global emergency, and we must all act to fight against it. I welcome the positive steps already taken by the Australian government to tackle anti-Semitism since the Bondi attack. Leaders across all sectors of society must speak out clearly and consistently against anti-Semitism, because silence in the face of hatred is complicity.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said he was devastated by the violence and urged protesters to express their views peacefully.